Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You can take me to paradise.
That's Christian McVeigh bringing us back with Fleetwood Mac. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, President of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Ladies and gentlemen, please check that out. Do yourself and a lot of other people a favor and support the work that they do. The accomplishments are just piling up year after year, all the things that they've done. Karen and her team have done to help small business owners, just the regard that she has on Capitol Hill year after year, administration after administration, is just so impressive. And so, Karen, thanks again for being here. Thanks for being part of our world now for 18 and a half years, and thanks for all the great things you do for small business.
Great to be here, Jenna. Look at it. We couldn't do it without you, and just being able to support our outreach to the small business community and educating them on what's happening on Capitol Hill. Look at, they're busy running their business, so yep. You just play a valuable role in really helping us get the word out, and thank you as well.
Appreciate that. Hey, listen, I don't know, I was listening real hard the other day, and I cast my ear towards Washington, and did I hear Kumbaya? Did I hear any? I thought I might have heard a couple of different voices singing Kumbaya up there. Is it, say it ain't so.
Well, you know, it is, Jim. And look, we've worked on so many things that have passed the House on a bipartisan basis. Also in the Senate, they're actually getting things done over there as well. And, you know, a lot of focus on actually access to capital and, you know, a couple of regulatory things, but mostly access to capital. But this week, we're really happy on Monday, for example, the House passed unanimously a bill called the Fostering Innovation Act, which was sponsored by Kristen Sinema, a Democrat from Arizona, Mike Fitzpatrick, a Republican, from Pennsylvania, that essentially would, there was a provision in the Jobs Act that exempted emerging growth companies, high growth companies, from having to comply with onerous Sarbanes-Oxley 404 auditing requirements. Right. And what this bill did was extend that even further, another 5 years. Because, you know, these business models, some of these companies are pre-revenue, like biotech and stuff like that. So this was a very common-sense regulatory exemption that passed unanimously, and we hope to move that in the Senate.
You know,
that passed.
Amazing? Everybody wants to do good things for small business, but it's because we're so warm and cuddly and fuzzy, you know?
Okay.
Karen, you know, we're so huggable. So here's my idea, Karen. Why don't we wrap everything we want to get done? Let's just call it a small business helper.
There you go.
And you know, that way it'll just sail right through. The president will sign it. Well, of course, if it's for small businesses, it must be good.
Well, we hope the president will sign this next bill that we've been working on that actually passed the House Judiciary again unanimously yesterday, which is called the Due Process Act. And again, you had everyone from Sensenbrenner, who's on the committee, to Bob Goodlatte, the chair,
Kumbaya,
Bernice Jackson Lee, a Democrat.
What, Shirley? Really?
And yes,
Jackson Lee signed it? I'm telling you, folks, this is serious. This is Kumbaya and Michael Rutherford all together.
Well, this Due Process Act is critically important because, as you know, many small businesses have been caught up in this scheme where they have their assets and cash seized by the IRS, even if they're innocent small business owners.
Ridiculous.
So they have a stuff seized, they can't get it back.
A shame, a pox on the house of the IRS for what they've done to those people.
So the Due Process Act would essentially give them protections, rights, not only small businesses, but all, you know, Americans in terms of strengthening their property rights in this regard. And basically, you know,
how could this even happen in America?
You know what?
Karen,
don't know.
You know what? They took their money. Folks, this is where the IRS raided the account, took hundreds of thousands of dollars out of a checking account of a small business. And then when they had to admit that they shouldn't ever have taken it, Karen, then they tried to negotiate to keep part of it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Even though they admitted that none of it was theirs. They had no right to any of it. They tried to negotiate to keep it, and they did.
They
took the money and gave it to a nonprofit or community organizing group or something.
You know, Jim, it's horrific.
God help
us.
And
Peter Roskam actually had his IRS hearings part two on this yesterday.
Yeah.
Where they had even more examples of small businesses.
Can you get me somebody with
scared.
Those stories to interview? Can you introduce me to some of those people?
Yeah. We'll circle back and give you those.
Can we find out more about this on your website?
Absolutely.
SBEcouncil.org, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. And the Due Process Act as well in terms of how you can support it.
So check that out, the Due Process Act. You can still support it, folks. The Kumbaya hasn't been completed yet. Karen, thanks again for being here. Keep up the good work. We love you.
Thanks, Jim. You too.
Okay, see you later. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. She's with SB Council. I'm Jim Bisingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.